motherfucking Slaughterhouse album review, not the mixtape. Welcome to Our House. Whew. Man, when I first listened to this shit, I was disappointed. And I listened to it again, and I was just more disappointed. And for me, the reason why I'm disappointed with this album is because, look, I understand that when you make a commercial album, you're supposed to put a little commercial stuff out there. But that's not what Slaughterhouse is. Slaughterhouse needs some hardcore beats. They need some more East Coast sounding shit. And you just gotta let them rip it, just like they did on their first album. This album felt way short. And I feel like Eminem had his hands too far in this pop on this project. You know, he was like on 3 or 4 tracks. The production was, to me, off. It did not fit Slaughterhouse all the way through. You know what I'm saying? Of course, they rhyme, man. They do their thing. I don't think anybody has to question their lyrical ability. But where this album really, 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 really falls short for me, man, is the production. You know, and I was just talking to one of my boys today. You know, for some artists, the production, well, for most artists, the production kind of dictates where you're going to go. You know what I'm saying? And how you sound and how it comes off. And with Slaughterhouse, they need a certain type of production to make these guys sound like the lyrical animals that they are. With this, they sound like they was caged. They sound like they was tamed. Like, nobody really killed this album like that for me, man. There was, like, no standout tracks. Really, not no standout lines. I don't think
they sounded like they were contained.
I feel like they were caged.
I don't think it sounded like they were necessarily caged. I just think that, you know, first of all, Eminem produced, co-produced.
Exactly.
He co-produced damn near over 90% of the album. Yeah, I looked at the track list. He had it, you're right, he had his hand in damn near every single song that they put out. That's why it sounds like something Eminem would put out. But, you know, I think lyrically they still rhymed over it.
Of course.
It's just the production necessarily wasn't, you don't think they rhymed on some of it?
On some of it?
I don't think they fell off that much lyrically. Maybe on some of the tracks that was tailor-made for the radio.
Man, some of their lyrics were just not...
It wasn't there.
Like, some of the lyrics were just kind of like, did you really just say that?
But which songs?
It didn't matter. It was throughout. I didn't walk away. Like, the first album, every song, I walked away being like, damn, dude, like, at least had a couple dope verses. This album, I didn't walk away with quotables. And that's a problem for a Slaughterhouse album. I didn't, and the only quotables I walked away with were ones that I was just like, damn, that was corny. Like, I should have tattooed the earth on my arm because I feel like the world's against me. You really said that, dude? Really?
Which song was that on?
I don't remember, but it was bad, dude. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Like, yeah. One of the like, what do you say? I'm high like a baby on a seesaw with Precious. Come on, man. Like,
yeah, man. Like to me, I think the biggest thing that was missing. Obviously, the lyrics weren't all the way there. You know what I'm saying? But I think that the production, at least for Slaughterhouse, seems like a certain type of production brings that out in them. And, and this production didn't bring nothing out in them. And I didn't like it. I felt like it was like an Eminem album featuring Slaughterhouse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And even the featuring wasn't that good. You know what I'm saying?
You know, like I told B, man, when you guys were legit in your concerns, when you heard Yellowwood, so I, you know, props on that. I was.
I said it.
Okay, well, shit, props on that.
You
said B's name though.
You sure did.
You said y'all, but you said
I'm the one who said it. Give me my credit. I rarely get credit where credit. Come on, man. Give me at least this one.
You were right. I thought you both were in agreement on that. Okay, if you said it, he co-signed it. Fine.
Just give me a little bit.
There you go. Take it.
Shit, can I share it with B?
That's the shit that pissed me off. I was like, fuck.
Can I share it with B at least?
No. Damn. You know what? I was hoping that Eminem would not do this. I was hoping that he would take his marketing. I was hoping he would take his big budget and take the first album and just expand on it. And just give them the type of exposure that they need. Use his connections with the radio to get some of those songs, like The One, that could have been played on the radio from the first album.
It was like a beat.
And keep that going. Keep that going. You know, but he didn't do that. He tried to take what worked for him and apply it to them. And I was a fail.
I don't think it was a fail. It was a fail for us. We didn't like it. I don't see this doing. I don't know if this is going to do bad for them. I think it's probably going to do pretty good for them. Because you know what? Even when I listen to this and I see that their lyrics are not up to par with their first album, they're still rhyming better than the majority of people that are doing this kind of music. Like, there's still some bars on this where I was just like, okay, that was a pretty nice bar. So I don't think, I could be wrong, but I don't think it's going to be a fail for them. I think you know, the hardcore audience is probably not going to dig it that much. But those dudes who teeter on the edge of mainstream, they'll probably think it's pretty good.
There are some people that are, you know, saying that and that, you know, basically are applauding them. I just think when I listen to some of the songs, other than My Life, I'm trying to find other songs that the radio would really get behind. Because I don't think with even some of the mainstream
the Swift
songs.
Beats track? Are you kidding me?
Well, besides that. Okay, so two.
I don't know. I mean, if you give me the track,
it's got a great joint.
I don't know if the radio is moving.
I'm like, oh my god.
I could not help but laugh.
I did too.
I could not help but laugh.
Yes, like really?
We were shitting me.
I don't know. I think okay, Swiss Beats and the CeeLo. I think those are definitely tailor made, but I don't know how long they will stay on the radio.
I could see. No, there was another one that I listened to and I was like, okay, that's definitely a club song. What the fuck was it? I don't have the tracks in front of me.
It's not the one with the big, got this bitch bumping like a bug bite, is it?
I don't know which one that was.
Because oh my god, the AI, I'm crossing over like AI.
Yes, I was, you know, and Joel Ortiz said that shit. And now when I heard that, I was like, okay.
Joel has some pretty black behind him.
Yes. Really, I was like.
Coffin. You may be talking about Coffin. That was the third track with
Buster. No, with Buster, that track was dope.
But I'm saying that may be the
one
you're thinking about.
That was not a radio song.
Those are the titles.
That was definitely not a radio song.
Buster,
not at all. The beat wasn't even radio. Nah, man, that song was far from a radio
song. It sounded like that stuff Buster used to do back in the day when Papoose was hot.
Yeah, a long fucking time ago, back when we were kids.
Yeah, back then. It ain't playing on the radio now. That was definitely not a radio track. That track was actually fresh. I like that one.
You know, y'all brought up the Yellow Wolf and B and Mike were concerned. I didn't see the type of concern because I still felt like on a Yellow Wolf project, like that first half of it was like trunk music damn near. You know what I'm saying? And then the second half of that shit was commercial. So I was like, okay, this is a commercial album. I understand. That's the reason why I didn't listen to the Slaughterhouse mixtape first. Everybody's been saying it's good, but I didn't want that to jade my opinion on the album. I just wanted to know what the hell the album sounded like, because I always say I think mixtapes sound better than albums nowadays. So I didn't want to get that in my ear and then be like, well, that's what this should have been. Nah. But I understand a commercial album, and to me, some of these joints should have been on there. The Skylar Grey joints, okay, cool, whatever. But they didn't bring none of the hardcore shit that they brought from their first album.
They don't want to.
I thought Die was, but they had like two, right?
Die was okay.
I think towards the end of the album, it got a little bit more hardcore. I think the sound of it
not
got a
one
little
track on this whole Turn album could fuck with any track on their first album. Not one.
I disagree. Maybe our way.
I disagree. I think Coffin could. I think Coffin could fit in nicely with their first album. That might be the only track, though.
I disagree.
Because I really like that song. Okay,
I really dug that track.
They have one track.
Throw it away,
bro.
Hey, UCB has a
throw it away.
B, yeah, so B, like.
Be fuck with it.
No, they've been talking with
it. Yeah, what's good? I mean, yeah, what's good?
I don't like this shit.
So what you going?
Like I said, I didn't like it. I think they purposely released that mixtape like 2-3 days before the album just to give us like, okay, look, this is the raw stuff right here we giving y'all. We're going to give y'all the BS album, you know, next week. I purposely believe that's why they released this mixtape right before the album. Three songs I liked on the mix was the Coffin joint, Hammer Dance, and Die. That's pretty much the only joints I liked on this album as a whole. I mean, and then, like, after I listened to the new album, I went back and listened to the old one again. Like, man, just give me this Slaughterhouse. Mm-hmm. Give me Microphones, you know what I'm saying? Give me that joint, man. It's like, come on. It's like the production did not fit for this group. When you hear Slaughterhouse, you know what I'm saying? It's like you think of MCs that just kill the mic, man. It's like these dudes, it's just like the like people, man. This production did not fit this group at all.
They need, hardcore East Coast shit.
That, I mean, not even East Coast stuff. I mean, because these are not all East Coast artists. You know what I'm saying? So it don't have to be East Coast stuff.
I feel you, but I'm just saying, I think that type of production brings that type of
but, I mean, I don't even think their first album was, like, East Coast stuff.
No, the first album is The Model.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel you, but I'm just saying it had more of an East Coast feel than this.
I don't think it has an East Coast feel. It's just a great production, man. Thank you.
Just really place the production in a demographic.
Yeah, it's East Coast, just nice, good, hard, raw lyrics, and they fit that production, man. And for the mixtape, it was killing the mixtape. I mean, truth. I see dead people. Come
all
on,
y'all
are, like what?
Talk y'all or something.
Yeah, it's like come on, man. Yeah,
back the fuck up, Rob.
Thank you. Like that's what I wanted, and I think they released that mixtape. Tape just to be like, okay, here, this is what we know what y'all want. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get this to the commercial people, the album. You know,
that's fine.
So, but why would they do that though?
I'm just saying, why?
They knew that people were gonna come back and be like, they sold out. Yep. And they can't run.
I'm telling you, that's like, why okay. They released that.
No. I'm saying, so why make this mainstream out? Why fall into that whole game?
Because they want to get popular.
They want to, yeah. They want to be mainstream.
There's a skit on the album that sums it up perfectly by Joe Budden. And he said that if what they do this time doesn't work, then it's a fail, and they have to start all over.
Yeah.
They and Crooked Eye is on record. He's on an interview
plenty of times.
And where he said that, you know, he's been in the underground for a minute, you know, and he's paid his dues, and he's ready for the commercial success. You know, and he's ready. Royce da 5'9" even said it, you know, on an interview with This Is 50. You know, he said that they're at a point where they're trying to appeal to a bigger audience and grow and mature as artists.
Exactly.
And that if they keep doing this underground stuff or keep talking about all the shit that he's done in his past, you know, that they'll just be stuck in pigeonhole where they are.
And I remember, like, listening to this album, I was like, oh my God. Like, I kind of agree with Mike at the point when we was talking about when we did the Royce da 5'9" review. It was like, yeah, it wasn't nasty Royce, but it's still kind of cool. It was all right. I can understand why. You know what I'm saying? Why he felt the way he felt about that album. Like, yeah, it wasn't the, you know, Bar Exam, the nasty spitting Royce that I'm used to. This the same way I feel with this Slaughterhouse album. It's like, when they released that mixtape, I'm like, yes, okay, yes, the mixtape. You had the Cypher. I mean, I feel like I've been fooled almost, man. Like, even the joint off the... Even the joint off of the Bad Meets Evil when they was just... You know, I thought Eminem was going to bring that competitiveness in on the microphone with them, man, but... It wasn't, man. It was just, this album was just a dud for me. It was just not at all.
For the most part, I thought this album was pretty bad. I think the production is, I can't even say the production is bad. It just doesn't fit them. Except for, I will say the production on one song was just fucking horrendous. And that was that Get Up song that sounded like that bad 80s pop song. How quick are you gonna get out? How quick are you gonna get out?
So it's a Rocky IV type.
What in the fuck was this? That was horrible.
You did the garden dance on that.
That was exactly what came to my mind when that song came on. It sounds like fucking Aha or some shit.
Yeah, it was
that
bad.
Song was bad.
Like, did it have like one with like a southern type beat to it or something? What song was that?
The one with the talking about, it was like the strip club song.
It sounded like a strip club song. I can't remember which one. I only listened to this shit one time. And it took me forever to get through it that one time.
That hook was bad, too.
Hey, you know what? That's what kind of ruined the album, too. Like, those hooks.
The hooks. Yes. That's what I was going to say. The hooks. The majority. The hooks on the album were horrible. Like, Skylar Grey, fine. Do shit with M. Do shit with Dre. Whatever. Don't touch a Slaughterhouse album because she doesn't sound good.
Yes.
Like, I know, what was it? Release Me or Rescue Me?
Rescue Me!
No! I don't need this from these guys, man. You know what? Like, some people are just not really made
to be these kind of mainstream rappers.
And they're not.
Like, you could be a Lil Wayne style mainstream rapper where, like Carter 3 style, where you're still kind of dirty, but at the same time, you have radio appeal. Like, these tracks.
Yeah, like
they didn't have that.
You can't have a name like Slaughterhouse.
Right.
And be talking about like your album can't sound like this.
No, I don't mind you talking about deep shit. Yeah. Like that track Goodbye. Mm-hmm. I think that track is incredible. Like their verses were fucking great. Then it gets to the chorus.
That's what I'm saying.
And the hook
like
was horrible. I can't remember what it said now, but it was like, goodbye, farewell.
Farewell. Farewell should be anywhere in your album.
It's not the end of the story. It's just like, what is this Reading Rainbow ass shit? Like, stop. You know what? And the first album had hooks, and they weren't bad. Like, remember the Button hook? Lord, can you please shine a light on my sons? I sent you a million prayers and you ain't answering near one. That shit was
trash. That's why I went back and listened to the first album. I was like, let me go back and listen to this first album.
You can do a hook and still be good. Like, these hooks
I wanted to cleanse my ears.
Were just horrible to me. The
even
hooks were
Pharaoh Monch hook was good on the first album. You had Pharaoh Monch. And look at the features they had on this.
The album itself, man, I think, for the most part, was for me, and me being the kind of Slaughterhouse listener I am, It was a complete disaster. Like, they did not fit over that type of production, and the lyrics were not there. Like, they weren't rhyming like they used to. And I know you have to dumb it down. That's fine. And I guarantee the majority of the mainstream listeners are probably gonna like this. That's why I can't shit on it.
Compared to that, I can understand that point. But yeah, for me, I'm like, I had to go back and listen to the old album.
I think it's okay if you're Eminem and you take a song like this, you can play it on the radio. But I think...
Why?
Because it's Eminem.
But Eminem came from that same background that these guys.
No, I feel you. But Eminem will be played on the radio with this sound. But if you take Eminem out of the equation and you throw these guys in there, I don't know if the radio will be like...
It doesn't matter. Because Eminem's not out of the equation. So that idea...
So the songs with
no
Eminem
fucking
featured
difference.
On it.
No! The songs, the Throw It Away, Eminem wasn't on that track.
But it's Swiss Beats.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You don't need Eminem on those songs. These songs are going to get played. Throw It Away is a perfect club track. And if you listen to it, listen to the verses. Like, even Royce's verse. He's not spitting anything. He's just repeating himself.
Yeah, it's so
cool. No. Wasted. It's just basic. It's really basic. But you have that hook that will get in your head, you know. It's a formula, and it works.
Throw It Away is his summer on Smash, right? You're gonna have one of those, and then I think you're gonna have another one. I think the My Life, but I think outside of that, I don't know what else. They're gonna pick from this.
The Skylar Gray joints. I think they're radio.
Radio friendly, but will they be played on the radio?
Yeah,
they're gonna get played. The Skylar Gray joints gonna get played.
What do you mean?
I get what Ken's saying. You're saying that they're just not good tracks. Like, what you saying?
Not even that. I don't necessarily think the radio has that sound yet. I still think. I think any of the other songs, I don't know. I think they're more used to.
Take your phone out, because I don't have a track list.
I feel like they should have had Nicki Minaj featured on some of the tracks.
I think it was Eminem, if these were Eminem songs, then yes, I think they would stand a greater chance of being played. But I think because it's not Eminem.
You thought Lupe?
Yeah, Our House.
I could see getting played.
Yep.
Throw That, I could see getting played. Hammer Dance, I couldn't. Get Up. I could totally hear that shit, that bullshit ass song on the radio. That was probably the worst song on that whole fucking album. And I am seriously, utterly amazed that they let this shit go. Like, that beat and that hook. How quick are you gonna get up? How quick are you gonna... It sounds just like an old fucking 80s track. There's nothing hip-hop about that. There's not even anything radio hip-hop about that song. I agree with B. That, you know, when I first thought it, first until I really listened to it hard, I first thought that, because you know how they kept delaying the shit? I was like, man, I bet you this mixtape is supposed to be the album, and MK...
Hey, you remember, the mixtape
only got delayed by like a week or two.
But it was supposed to come out like a month and a half, almost like in June, like about 2 months before the album was supposed to be released.
The mixtape?
Yeah, the mixtape.
Well, I don't know.
Mixtape,
but either way, I thought that at first.
And then I was like, okay, that's not what I think. I think that they probably just recorded a shitload of tracks and then they trimmed what they thought was the fat and put the fat on the mixtape and put the more commercial shit on the album.
Probably.
Because they didn't want people to come out and be like, oh, these guys sold out. Oh, these guys can't rap. You listen to that mixtape, it's very clear that those dudes...
That's what I'm saying.
Because, like, when you listen to the album, everyone sounds subdued. That's why I agree with him. They do sound like they're in a cage. They sound like they cannot be let out. The only one that's still showing a little bit of his teeth is Crooked. Because I don't feel like Crooked, even though he says he's ready for the mainstream, I don't think Crooked is that type of rapper.
Yeah, he's not. That
he can really... Yeah, he's naturally aggressive. Yeah. He can't help it. When you listen to Joel... He's totally pulled back.
Yeah, he is.
But when you listen to Joel on the mixtape, he's a monster. I didn't hear any bars from Joel on this album. I was like, wow, Joel spit. I didn't hear shit from him.
The mixtape, I was like, I liked this mixtape. I'm like, I don't know, man. I even tweeted, I was like, man, I love this mixtape, man. I got a feeling I'm not gonna like this album. I even tweeted that. I was like, man, I'm scared. I am scared. And look what happened. Dud. I don't got anything else to say about this album, man.
It went hard in the recycle bin, huh?
This is just bad.
Thanks for the mixtape?
Yeah, thanks for the mixtape. For me, it is. I mean, just like...
Look at Steven.
Well, hold on, man. So y'all can't say that. Like, I mean, they sold out, right?
I can't say they sold out because the thing is, you can't.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I see what Rod's getting at. I don't think they sold out because they told you. They told you ahead of time. Yeah.
Just
because
you told you though, that still don't say that you sold. Just if I'm about to tell you, I'm about to say a lie, that doesn't make it not a lie. I'm about to tell you a lie, and I tell you the lie, it's still a lie.
But you know it's not the truth.
but wait, hold on. Like, all right, I think 20 tracks on the album is too much.
New bonus tracks, only 16.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay. So you say you'll take 3. Plus the 2 Skylar joints, that's 5 songs. Give me 4 or 5 for the mixtape and throw me 2 giveaways, and I'm cool with the album.
Right.
But that's not what this album was.
But I keep telling you that that's not what the majority of the masses want to hear. They want to hear that shit that's on the album. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. You don't like it. We are not what they're shooting for.
I guess.
They're shooting for Eminem's fans. That's why every goddamn song, Royce is dropping Eminem's name. We with the GOAT. We on Shady. Shady
Eminem is on it. Oh, they love being on Shady.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They love this shit. They're not worried about you. They're not worried about you.
They have made it.
They haven't made it yet.
Well, I was about to say, if it sells. Yeah, that's where I was going. If it sells, they made it. But Joel, cheese like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
He said, I came from the Project Blocks, and now I'm on Shady.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Look, man, I understand.
He's happy as fuck.
You know, making it and making your paper, because there's a lot of money to be made out there, and you know, do what you gotta do, but I understand. I just don't like the album.
Cookie said, boy, sit in the house, and the paper's gonna come. It's gonna come, bro. It ain't gonna come from your pocket. Or mine. I'm not paying for this.
Because
I can't justify paying money for this album.
Nope. I'm conflicted on that a little bit.
Why? Why are you conflicted? Because you like, I think Ken liked more the album than he's admitting.
Yep. I think so too.
Then what are you conflicted about?
Because the way I would... So there's justification here. So the way I would justify or rationalize buying the album is because they did give me a full mixtape that was free.
I can understand that.
So I would feel like, for me, it would be like, okay, my $10 is, I would technically be buying that mixtape in a sense. That's how I would kind of justify or rationalize it. But at the same time, it's also in like, I had the same conflict with Lupe's album. If I buy Lupe's album, I'm endorsing monetarily this sound and this type of selling out or whatever you want to call it.
If you give them $15 for this album, you are one of the however many people that are telling that this sound works.
And you know what? Because I bought their last album, I bought the EP, so I have put my money behind their product, behind stuff that I like.
Even if you didn't, I'm not gonna say that I am gonna throw money at an album just because you gave me a free mixtape. Yep. Fuck that. You give me a project that I can get behind, and I can say I really like this. Even if I only like 75% of the album, I'll pay you money for it. Yeah. I'm not going to pay you money for an album that I liked less than 25% of. What's 3 songs out of 20?
And it just pisses me off just listening to it.
I'm a little confused by y'all's reactions right now. Like, y'all, I'm saying, like, y'all are really acting like you didn't know this was gonna happen. And that's why I go back to our conversation we had a year ago. This is exactly what I knew was gonna happen. And that's why it doesn't bother me. I'm like, you know what? This is what I expected. If they hadn't gave me that mixtape, I might be a little mad. They gave me a fucking mixtape. That's what I'm saying. What is wrong with y'all?
No, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. And I understand completely what they've done with this album. You know, they've said it. They've warned people continuously over and over again. This is what they were targeting. This is what they wanted to do.
Right.
They wanted to go. And that was the reason why they got with Shady, because they felt Shady is the guy that can make that happen. And we'll find
out. They got with Shady because Shady was the only one that was fucking with them. I don't care for the album, but I understand people that will. I can't say it's bad. It's just a hunk of shit for me. For me, I can't speak for anybody but Mike C Town. But for Mike C Town, it was a floating turd. Like,
in the toilet.
Just in a pool, and you swim in
it.
Goddamn!
In a pool with Negroes, everybody jump out.
I jumped out real quick, man.
Oh god.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
For me, man, was not feeling this whatsoever. Doesn't bump in the whip. I'm with Mike, man. I'm just trying to swim away from that turd.
Yeah. Got to.
Slaughterhouse, I mean, I get it. I mean, you warned us. You know, you told us this was coming. I just know it's going to be this bad. This bad of a conversion over to try to appeal to that crossover mainstream audience. I mean, it was a complete 360. Of course.
Ignorant black.
180.
It's a 180.
Yeah, man.
360 means you came right back on mixtape.
180 means you went on the other side.
Only black people do that shit.
Complete 180. But anyway, I don't like it. I don't like the mixtape. I don't like the album. Thank you for the mixtape. It's a little old. And that's it. You know, I bought your first album. I bought the EP. And those are the projects that, you know, I was able to stand behind monetarily. But unfortunately, I can't support this one.
Hey, I'm like him, man. Thank you for the mixtape. I didn't like this album at all. You know, 3 out of 20 tracks is pretty bad. You know, that's about it. I mean, I was mad from the get-go anyway, so. Yeah, I didn't care too much for this album at all. Mixtape, love it. That's the slaughterhouse that I wanted right there. Was from the mixtape. But hey, I guess they gave us that for a reason. Here go the album for the mainstream folks. I can't get with that. But yeah, that's about it, man. I mean, Hammer Dance, Die, and Coffin. That's about it, man. I love the mixtape. True for truth. That's what I want. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. See dead people. That's the slaughterhouse I know, man.
But you got it for free. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
What's wrong with you and people? Let these people do what they gonna do.
Yeah, hey, they can do what they do. But I'm not.
They went on.
But I'm not gonna like this. I'm not gonna like this album. So let them do what they do. I wish y'all luck, man. That's about it.
I know I am Jay-Z.